Stephen Mayne, I'm a small shareholder. Just a first preliminary, who can't vote on this resolution today? I'm presuming that Greg can't vote, and I'm presuming...
In terms of the top-up, it's a general provision. Anyone can vote on the top-up. No? So the vote's held by any person participating in the issue of shares being ratified, or any associate of such a person subject to voting exclusion provisions set out in the notice of meeting.
Okay, so Greg can't vote. Power Elias and Perpetual both can't vote, plus the institutions which received the $3 million as well can't vote. So do you know roughly what proportion of the share register can vote? It must be down around the 20-25% mark, I'm guessing.
Greg, the head and sachs can vote on this particular one. It's not related to that comes under item two.
All right.
Yeah. Now look, so it's probably around about, it's something a little less than 15% probably. Yeah, at least 80%.
All right, okay. Would we be able to see the proxies before we actually vote, but after the debate? Is that an acceptable procedure?
My process is normally to read through the proxies. I'll take you through each of them in favour, against, abstaining, and proxies discretion.
All right. Now, Chairman, my main beef today is the fact that you haven't offered us small shareholders a chance to participate in a capital raising on the same terms as you've offered your founding shareholder and the big institutional shareholders. Now, I know you've dealt in some detail in your presentation about the cost and the speed, and you know, you've mentioned about the having to do a prospectus. Well, I'll just make a couple of key points here. To do a share purchase plan, which would offer all of us a chance to buy $5,000 worth of shares on the same terms as everyone else, you don't need a prospectus. It's very cheap. It's very easy. You could have offered it to us on the same letter when you called us to this meeting. So you've called us to this meeting today to approve the big boys getting an inside run, but then you haven't, in the same process, offered us a chance to buy shares at $5.20, the same price. And I'd like to take you through some of the other companies that I'm a shareholder in that have done a placement and that have done the standard practice of offering a share purchase plan. And they include the likes of the APA Group, Arrow Energy, Babcock & Brown Power, CSR, GrainCorp, Hastings Diversified, Huntley, Macquarie Countrywide. Goes over the page, there's so many of them. This is all in the past 12 months. Macquarie Communications, Mitchell Communication Group, Nexus Energy, Origin Energy, PharmAxis, Sonic Healthcare, St Barbara Mines, Salmat, Straits Resources, Territory Resources, United Group. All of those companies, of which I'm a shareholder, in the past 12 months have done a placement and have then said, we will also look after our small shareholders by offering them a chance to buy shares on the same terms. So my very simple question is, why haven't you offered us small shareholders a share purchase plan?
Sure. Okay. As I said, the overall focus and strategy here was to increase institutional-based shareholding in this particular offer. One of the difficulties that I personally see is that the majority of other shareholders, if they wish to make a purchase, would wish to buy more than $5,000 worth, firstly. And secondly, I think that the shareholder base would be looking for a discount as well to market, and I think that that would not be unreasonable for them to expect that. As I said, the DRP, we offer a discount of 2.5%. But certainly, the opportunity is there at any point in time for the board to make an offer to shareholders to acquire. As it's turned out, of course, Stephen, in terms of the way the timing has gone, the share price closed the last day of trade was significantly below the price at which the software is made as well. But certainly it's a good point you make, and certainly something that the directors keep in mind.
My follow-up is that once we've given you approval today, yes, to do the 15% again, there's absolutely nothing stopping you from doing an SPP immediately. Now, I agree with you that the last shares traded at 5.15, which is a very, very small discount to the 5.20 offer price, but on December the 5th, they peaked at 5.65. So some of us were looking at the discount then and saying, whoa, we'd love a piece of that. So I'm simply saying that if we give you approval today, which I'm assuming we will, and if the shares recover, if the market picks up a bit, then I think you owe it to us small shareholders to offer us an SPP on the same terms within the next 3 months. And I'd simply ask the board on behalf of the small shareholders to consider doing that. If it remains at a discount, don't waste the time and effort of doing it, because we won't take it up. But if it recovers with the broader market, then we want to be in it. So please, take it on board and be like the rest of the companies that I've listed that do the standard thing of giving the same deal to the small shareholders as they do for the big boys. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments and for your offer, and I'll undertake to address that with the board.
Jim, could you just clarify what's happened with the proxies there? It seems very unusual that on the first resolution there was 3.7 million in favour and 316,000 against, and on the second resolution there's 20 million in favour and 534,000 against. So it seems odd that Greg hasn't voted in favour of the first resolution when he was allowed to, yet there's a very large proportion of shares that have voted in favour of the second resolution.
The institutional shareholders, such as Paradise, Perpetual and all of those who participated in a prior institutional placement, were unable to vote on the previous resolution.
But they can vote on this resolution.
They can vote on this one.
And the reason the first one seemed lowest even to you is that Greg is here as an entitled to vote as a shareholder on the first one, so he didn't have a proxy.
Right, so you'll be voting. You could have voted if there'd been a poll.
On which one?
On the first one.
Yes, I did vote.
You voted by... So you gave your...
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So you're as powerful as me on that one then.
I am. And almost as powerful as you said. But...
So that's the reason, Stephen. The institutionals weren't involved the first time. Greg is here, votes in his own right without a proxy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think...
Voting quite heavily in favour of this one because they obviously feel it desirable that the major shareholders also take up an entitlement.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I think we're all pleased to see that the family is supporting the placement, putting another $10 million to the company. But I also think that what we've just seen happen is a bit of a part of the problem here on this principal point about looking after the small shareholders, is that Greg's voted in favour of the other shareholders coming in and getting their stock at 5.20. And the institutions have all voted in favour of Greg getting his stock at $5.20.
That wasn't what we voted on. What we voted on was allowing the company to refresh its ability to issue shares up to 15%. So it had nothing to do with those guys. They're already done and dusted. It was allowing us as an organisation as we go forward and see many opportunities that I think might arise in the Australian economy and the market over the coming year to reissue stock again.
Yeah, so you can do it again.
And this is the first AGM we've had since the company floated in 1994. I think it's a very good point if it is that easy for us to allow small shareholders to participate in a placement, that next time in the future we should look at that and consider it. As we say, we have regularly vote on and discuss whether we should continue with our dividend reinvestment plan, whether we should continue it at a discount. None of our major shareholders, institutions, seem to take it up. We do it only for the small shareholders, and as we see, the small shareholders seem to be increasingly not taking up that opportunity. It didn't occur to us, and certainly in the advice we received, that we get much of a take-up from the small shareholders, but obviously some people such as yourself do feel quite passionately about it, and as we are huge supporters of our small shareholders, which I think everybody will see here over our history, I'm sure we will as a board consider that next time. If we're looking to do another placement, I think it is something seriously we'll take on board to say, hey, should we also issue a share plan for the small investment?
Okay, well, Greg, it's terrific to hear that. The companies that are on my shame file in terms of not doing the SPP do tend to share characteristics with Skilled, which is having a family-controlling shareholder. So ABC Learning, Trans-Pacific Industries, Becton, Primary Healthcare are four of them that in the past 12 months have done what Skilled has done. So companies with wide-open registers without a controlling shareholder tend to do the right things, and the ones that tend to not think about the small guys are like Skilled. So I think we should send a message to Greg. It's terrific to hear what he's just said, but I think we as the small shareholders should send a final message to Greg and through him to the broader market, which is we're not going to support preferential allocations to controlling shareholders without being in on the game. So a few of us voted against the last resolution. I'd urge all small shareholders today who are independent of the company to vote against this resolution just so the record could show that there was a protest from the floor sending a message to a company with a founding shareholder that hasn't done an SPP, that we don't want this to happen again. And I say that whilst also pointing out that Greg has made some good comments to suggest that he's learnt the lesson and that won't do it again. So thank you for your comments, Greg. It's good to hear it. And I still think we as shareholders should send this message to him today.